weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Damn Skippy, we've got Chris Fowley, the man himself, at the actual hemp store itself also. No, we don't. It breaks my heart. Maybe he had a customer. He did actually say something right before I put the phone down. Listen to Rick James. This time, Chris Fowley.
Good afternoon.
What's up,
you got me this time.
How's it going?
Hello, hello.
I'm out.
Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up there on K Road. What's happening, mate?
Good afternoon. And yep, we opened again today. Dipped our toes back in the water, shall we say. And it's been really good just to see people out and about and actually have some human interaction. And you know, playing it safe and that. We have all our distancing and barriers and things up, but, you know, people can come in and, it's been a hectic day, but it's good to be back open.
What's the energy like? Is everyone sort of a bit cautious and, I don't know, felt like they've just sort of escaped from some sort of prison?
Yeah, I think it's a blend of emotions, shall we say. But I think most people are thinking it feels quite good to know that we got through it, or you know, who knows, right? It's one day, but it's been good. It's felt quite good and positive. So yeah,
excellent.
Follow the rules, and we should all get through it, eh?
Now, Chris, what's in the news for you?
Right. Well, so many things, referendum, of course, always on the agenda. So the Electoral Commission confirmed that they've been working on various plans and things for the referendum and the election, and going ahead as planned in terms of the date. Because there had been a lot of speculation and things around stuff like that, but putting things in place such as earlier start on the voting, so from the 5th of September, people will be able to vote. So, you know, actually not too far away. And more ability to do it by post and things like that. So
internet?
Doesn't seem like that. It's more like, you know, download a PDF and email it back or something. That's something.
It always trips me out how you can kind of be overseas and you can internet vote, but you can't be in the country and do it.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll get there, I guess. But no, it's good. It's reassuring to know it's all still happening. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was watching a video just before that was very good. Andrew Little talking to ReNews, if people know of them. They're certainly on Facebook, if not other places. And ReNews NZ, and have done some good memes around the cannabis referendum as well. And they had a very good interview with Andrew Little going through the various parts of the referendum that I thought was very good. For example, one of the things that they talked about was that there actually is a part in there about who can work in the industry, not just in terms of who gets a license under the referendum, but you know, whether the good things you're going to do for society compared to other people is a big part of who gets a license, whether you're going to help people or whether you're going to be dicks about it. But also there's a thing about that you can't have a serious recent drug conviction. So if you have a minor cannabis conviction, that's fine. You can still be in the industry. But if it's if it's something else or a bit more serious, then perhaps not. So that's interesting to hear that straight from the minister.
In the last week or two, have you had more of a chance to unpack some of the legislation that's been put forward?
Yes, that was one of them. there are some really good parts of it and also some other bits, but that where you're kind of saying, oh yeah, and I think at 150 odd pages there's always going to be something that you're going to like and something that you think, oh, why have they done that? But broadly speaking, without getting kind of bogged down into details and things, the overall thing is, well, it's a system that's actually pretty good. It's modelled on the approach to alcohol and tobacco. It's learning from them, some would say, and it really is a tougher approach than what we have for those. But if that's what it takes to pass a referendum and get the majority of New Zealand comfortable with it and voting for it, then that's just kind of what we have to do. And it's certainly a hell of a lot better than what we've got, and I think a better approach than really anyone has tried in the world, and I really do think that. So it's going to work for New Zealand. It's a model that's been designed for here. So I know that a lot of work and thought has been put into it, and it's not really, we don't want to campaign on the details and what you find on page 87 or something like that. It's
why? What's on page 87?
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I have no idea. But the gist of it is that people are going to, adults are going to be able to consume in private places at home or in licensed premises, and they're going to be able to grow their own if they want, but if they want to go and buy it, it's going to be tested and known and controlled. And you can't ask for much more than that. And for people who aren't into cannabis, it's a good approach. It's not like a free-for-all that's going to freak them out or anything. And you put taxes where they should be going, into health and education and things like that. So, there's something in there for everyone, really.
If I grow, hypothetically, guys.
Hypothetically,
We'll just chuck in a little fun bubble here and have a think about this. If I was to grow some cannabis, would I get in trouble for giving it to a friend?
No, not if they're an adult. If they're over 20, you can gift, I believe it's 14 grams. I think they just went with the same daily figure or whatever. So gifting and sharing is fine.
New question. If I grow cannabis, hypothetically, still in the dream bubble here, guys, and can I then sell it to a friend?
No. Well, with a license you could, but not without a license. But there is a thing about favouring what they call micro cultivators. So it'll
there
be
a
section of the market. They're saying at least 20% will be allocated to people that are growing on a very small scale and just like a home businessy kind of craft thing or whatever it is. But presumably that kind of licensing would be easier for ordinary people to get without having to have a big kind of company or some sort of thing going. So
yeah, or like remote, like people kind of.
They're not allowing remote delivery, unfortunately, so one of the things about keeping it local, I guess, is that there'll be all these local craft growers servicing their local communities.
Hopefully, yeah.
That's what you want, and so because I do think, actually, you do need a delivery service, ideally, but, don't get hung up on that. If we start with locally owned, small-scale shops run by local craft growers and things, that's pretty cool.
Chris, have you heard more about sort of classic heritage strains from New Zealand going legitimate?
Absolutely, and in fact I'm involved in a bit of that myself, in that there is a process that we proposed to them and has been adopted, and that's that you do have a declaration process for bringing in illicit strains once you have the license. That is something that can happen right now into the medical cannabis scheme, and there's going to be a similar process under the adult use scheme if the referendum passes. But certainly, back from my days of doing the annual normal calendars and the normal newses and things, we would be sent photographs and various samples and things and stuff like that from all around the country and all the different strains, and I'm sure a few of them are still around and will come out of the woodwork. That's very good, and because really what we're after there,
it's rad.
Of course you have all the tried and true, and so the convert, the other side is true as well, is bringing in fresh genetics from overseas, then at least you know what you're working with, and they're proven, and they're being used by patients in other places and things like that. And so we're doing that as well. We have a partnership with TH Seeds, which is one of the oldest seed companies out of Amsterdam, and did strains like Bubblegum and MK Ultra and Sage and various ones like that. So we have that going on with AUT here in Auckland here, and but also the hunt for the elusive strains that might be out there in New Zealand that might have something different to offer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's quite exciting.
Various, yeah, and acclimatized to our growing conditions as well.
Of course, yeah.
But also maybe they're high in certain cannabinoids that haven't been found in strains overseas and things like that. So. You know, and maybe it's blending them all together to get the best of both.
Love it. Experiment. Chris, hey, Chris,
so,
how many?
But they will be limited to 15%. That's the other thing. So under the medical scheme, no, because that's medical. You can have a strong, and that's up to the doctor and the patient to work out the dosage. But under the adult scheme, under the referendum, it will be capped at 15% THC in dried or fresh flowers or the plants that you buy. But what you grow at home, I guess, you know, no one's going to come around and test that. It's what's available as a product as such will be limited to 15%. I think concentrates and things will go stronger than that, obviously, because it concentrates, but in terms of dried and fresh flowers, but also the live plants. So I'm looking forward to the day, you know, that you can actually walk into a shop and buy your two plants, and they put it in a bag that they've specified has to be opaque, and that so you can walk down the road and back to your car with your two plants, and, you know, there's an actual process for how that happens. It's all spelt out in the depths of that referendum bill.
I'm looking forward to that too.
Right. And but yeah, speaking of, there was a guy that claimed to be the best grower in the Horowhenua this week.
Might as well say it.
And 8 kilos he was stopped with, and it's like, what the hell? But when you read down in the detail, that's the headline, of course, and this was on Stuff and whatever their local paper is. And most of that was leaf. There was only something like 26 grams of actual bud.
But so anyway, best grower, but not the best at grooming as well.
Judge Jonathan Krebs said that much cannabis would have been jail 20 or 30 years ago, but there was evidence and earlier judgments of shifting public attitude. And so even though he was found with multiple phones and a knuckle duster, he just got some light community service, I think what it was. So but the best grower in the Horowhenua is what he said. So,
So
that should really be put to the test.
Okay, cool.
And other big
sounds like he's already doing a community service, but whatever.
Well, that he could well have been doing a form of it. That's exactly right. But he's got the opportunity to go legit, of course, with this if that passes.
All right, mate. Should we let you get your phone and then we get out?
No, we can't get. What was the other big news of the week? Jacinda's spaced out comments, of course.
Oh, that's great. I'm supposed to sting that today. I forgot. Damn it.
A tacit nod, eh? It was the tacit nod. It was the I went to uni in the 70s kind of moment.
It's very rad. I like that meme that you've chucked up on the, or someone's chucked up on the Make It Legal page, where she's saying she used to be a Mormon and then she wasn't. When someone asked her about cannabis use, she's like, read into that what you will.
That's all that needs to be said.
All right, Chris Fowler, we're right out of bed, mate. We should probably say catch you later, and we'll do this again next week.
Alrighty. Nice one.
Cheers, bro.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with